Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. So today we have with us Gwendolyn Kuhlman, who is the idea doula and helps entrepreneurs and creatives who've decided to leave corporate structures to find their voice, to understand their story and to get super duper clear on the impact that they're here to create and the legacy that they want to leave. Haha, it's going to be so much fun. Gwendolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Ah, absolute pleasure. So can you expand a little bit more on, you know, where are you today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
I am just experiencing a pivot. So it started at the end of last year when I was in a deep meditation and realized, okay, it's the idea doula. That's what this is. And I realized that what I really wanted to do was go from where the idea is in the ether, where it's not specific, where it's like, oh, I got, you know, the way people speak so offhand about, oh, I got this great idea about blah, blah, blah. I get so excited when I hear that. I got this great idea about a dog walking business. I'm like, okay, well, what is it? Let's sit down. Let's get it down. Like the first step of bringing an idea into the world is writing it down. That's it. You have to get specific. You have to apply. You have to apply vocabulary, and then you write it down and you can come back to it later and play with it. And I think that's actually how this came about. I was a copywriter before this, and I realized that in the way I did my work, I'm a very story-based writer. Mm. And I was always asking people for the story behind what they do, the story behind their business. How did you get here? How did you get to this idea? And I realized for a lot of my clients, I was the only person in their business really listening, really hearing them out, really wanting to know, what is this idea? What is this container that you're trying to create? Where are you trying to go with it? What is the outcome you're really seeing? And putting in a way that feels like an actual conversation where you're unfolding a truth, where you're unfolding like where the spark really is.
Hold on. Unfolding a truth rather than just filling in a questionnaire or a document or trying to get to the end. There's something kind of beautiful in the way you've just kind of described that kind of playful exploration, right?
Yeah. And I think, and what I would notice is that they would come off of our call and talk to me later. I'm just so clear about what I want to do now. I'm so excited and I'm doing this and I'm doing this and I'm doing this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, who else can you talk to about it? Because, you know, you have, because I know you now, you have this history in, let's say, corporate America, and you know this kind of project leader, maybe you could go to them and pump them for ideas. And like being this person who is not only the reflector of your dreams, but also showing you where your creativity can be unfolded even more, because I know your story. I know your history. And I was like, that's the part I love the most. Like, yeah, a good sales page is nice. A great email funnel, I can write it. But what really gets me excited is helping people find that clarity. And that clarity is so valuable. I've experienced it myself, like being in a messaging container before I actually knew what it was I was selling, like what it was my service was. I could have used a me for a week before I started the messaging container so that I've entered the messaging container being like, yes, I'm the idea doula. Okay, let's go. How are we going to talk about it? You know, instead I spent like 3 months in the messaging container trying to figure out what the hell it was I was trying to sell.
Crumbs. If I think we can all hold space for that. If we only had a version of ourselves that we are now, back then, it might be a month ago, it might be 10 years ago. That's what we needed. And we kind of found what entrepreneurs sometimes jump businesses. Entrepreneurs, the business morphs and changes and evolves as we change because we are still searching. We're looking for something. Mm-hmm. So our journey is, as entrepreneurs, we're just trying to find out what we want. And then we help other people through that journey. That's primarily business ownership, entrepreneurship. I mean, obviously there's 80-20 rule. 20% don't do that, but the majority I find do, especially on this podcast. So I want to jump into this kind of the thought of inspiration. And when you get super excited about, you have an idea, tell me about it. There's, with inspiration, I find that I get these ideas for business or personal, or when I wake up, there are these ideas that come to me. I have a theory. I truly believe that these ideas come to us. It's not language. It's not English language. It's an energy. There's a feeling.
Yes.
Because how many times, like, oh my gosh, that it's so clear. Go draw it down. But the words leave me in that moment. I believe it was actually words. Yeah, I believe it was a feeling, an energy behind it. And that's why I think it's so hard for us to capture it. On the flip side, when you said write down your ideas, put it down. How many times do we come back to an idea and we're reading in words, but it's like, yeah, doesn't feel like it did. So there's that, the words and then the energy. Can you kind of talk through how you kind of balance and maybe encourage both those sides?
Mm-hmm. I think this comes to something I've been discovering about my work, which is the energetic idea of the masculine and the feminine. So the feminine, I'm not the person who thought up this analogy, I wish I was, but if you think of the feminine as water, it needs the masculine to know, the water needs the masculine to know that it's a river, or to know that it's an ocean, or to know that it's a lake. Like the feminine is that well of inspiration that doesn't even have the confines of words and vocabulary. It is that whoosh that goes through your body when you feel that inspiration, if that's how you experience it. Not everyone does, but it is that energy that wants to come into being. And masculine is the awareness of it. Masculine is the container for it. And what I see as my work is to allow my client to unfold, to be that feminine energy and to be the masculine over here, being aware of it and saying, hey, is this a river or is this a lake? Is this a group container or is this a YouTube series or is this a TikTok series or, you know, like, where is this?
Here's a question. Or is it actually for me? Is this actually meant for me?
Oh, that's a big one. Like one big question I have in the journal that I wrote that guides people. It's like, it's seriously like it would be one-on-one coaching with me, is one part I guide people through is this idea for now or for later? If it's for later, check later and put the date that you're going to revisit it. You don't have to do it now. That's something that I kept noticing, especially like with business owners, because I don't think a lot of business owners realize that they're artists. I come from art. I was in my whole first life was as an opera singer, and I still move in those circles as well as a creative director. And when you're aware that you're an artist, you realize that not all of your ideas need to happen or need to happen right now. Just get it down, put it over here. You've got a project that you're concentrating on. You trust that you're going to come up with lots of ideas and you're going to catch the next one on the flip side, maybe. And yeah. I think business owners need to be aware that they're artists as well. You are creating things that have never existed. I know you're so excited and I'm so excited.
I love these concepts. I want to just nail into, there's one element that you said there about, yeah, is this for now or for later? Beautiful question to do. But you, what did you say? We forget that we're artists. Hold on, in that moment, what about forget that we're human? Because that question, I think, is souring. It's also slightly flawed if we don't take into consideration the human aspect of fear, doubt, overwhelm, uncomfort. Is this for later or is it for now? Oh, it's for later. Why? What's the reason? Can we convince and justify why it's later? Yeah, because I'm just fucking scared. I'm terrified of doing this thing. So let's call it later and park it there. Mm-hmm. How do you help to unlock C when something is fundamentally not quite right or not quite right now versus it's perfect? There's just the human nature behind it that's had a little bit of fear, a little bit of uncomfort.
This makes me think of Stephen Pressfield's The War of Art, where it's understanding how your resistance shows up. My resistance shows up as overwhelm. I know that about myself. I have worked with a lot of entrepreneurs who resistance actually comes up as the shiny object. So, there's this other, I'm in the middle of this incredible, huge launch, and there's this other really cool thing over here, and I think I have to do it right now. I think that's actually where that question came from, of just like, if you can put a date on when you're going to revisit it, then you can trust yourself to revisit it, especially if you put it in your calendar. And now you can come back to this project that's actually the thing right in front of you and feel safe. For me, because my resistance also often shows up as overwhelm, it's loving myself in the moment and saying that I am enough and sitting with, if I believe that, if my nervous system is calmed, I've gotten back into tapping recently, it's really helpful. If my nervous system is calmed and I've got my list in front of me, I thrive on lists, categorized lists. I've noticed that a lot of what I do is probably like coping mechanisms for an undiagnosed ADHD. But if I can sit in front of that list and just know what needs to get done, will get done. And I'm going to have faith in myself to know what that is and lead. I often lead intuitively, but anyway, sorry.
So you found your questions. You found the way to bring you back in. So again, this whole thing, forget your audience, forget the impact, the purpose of this mission. It's just for you. This whole thing was created to manage and flow yourself. So, and now you get to repackage this and replicate it for other people. So without this, you wouldn't have reached the heights you are right now. You wouldn't have got to these stepping stones, the evolution of your business. So I think it's kind of beautiful to say, yeah, I needed this. And that's where that question came from. Crumbs, Unforget Yourself was built so that Katie and myself could do the things that we wanted to do. We brought in and repackaged all the experience that we have across business, woo, science, everything, life, and put it into a unique system that's never been created before, but made it super duper clear. And then everyone else wanted it, and it was there to identify. It was so clear. It was created for us. It was also kind of created out of my lack of confidence in, I can't just be a coach that regurgitates the ideals, the principles. I needed something unique so I could put my foot in it. So thanks to my insecurities, Unforget Yourself was born, which is kind of a beautiful story. And also a, did you need to do that? Well, it's been created now. So yeah, I love that. So this is going to be a long ass question, but let's get to the point, Mark. Right. The point is, as you've gone through this, as you've accumulated this knowledge and tools, now you're going through this kind of next evolution for your business as the Idea Doula. Where do you find that's kind of new for you? Where is it that in the past, the challenges you would have overcome easily, but at this level, at this new evolution is like, oh, crumbs, I can't do this, or I don't want to do this. Where are you battling right now as the business owner?
I love that you use crumbs as an expletive. I'm going to come to the thing that I know you want to come to, but to answer this question honestly, fundamentally, it has been decoupling what I see as labor from the value that I create. So if I write you a sales page, I feel okay charging money for that, because I understand that's something that you have in your hand that you're going to post, and that's going to bring in money. Now, this work as an Idea Doula, it is a little more ethereal. It's a little more in the world of coaching. And even as a person who has paid big bucks for coaching herself, feeling like I get to do that, feeling like the process that I guide people through is worthy of that investment, even though I have done it. I've helped create containers. I've helped create a whole app. I have helped create a stage production. I've done so many things that are really helping direct the creative energy of someone else to get to their truth, that I know the end product is going to be something so freaking amazing. And yet, do I get to actually package this and charge for it?
Yeah.
It's so natural for me, and it doesn't take as much time as writing that sales page. Is this even worthy? I think that is the fundamental thing that I am coming up with, going from a life of, you know, I'm going to pay you for your hours as a singer, and you're going to show up completely prepared and on stage and doing the thing, and at the end of the time, you're going to get your money from me. Or I'm going to pay you for writing the sales page or writing this email funnel, and when I have those things in my hand, you'll have your money. It's a much more squishy thing, it feels like to me.
Squishy. Okay.
It feels squishy.
Let me dig into that squishiness. So, squishy. If I was to, I mean, there's two routes to go down here. So if I was to offer you, hey, there is this platform, this route, this way for you to get everything that you want for business. It's going to take 6 months. I'm going to build it, and it's going to take me, you know, 8 hours a day for the next 6 months. But by the end of it, you've got this, and it's going to bring in $200,000 per quarter on autopilot. That's got some value assigned to it, right?
Absolutely.
What if I told you I can give you two words? If I told you these two words in the right order, it would actually enable you to bring in $2,000 per quarter. I know I'm going for examples here. If both actually do get the end result, what needs to happen for clients to say, yes, please, door number two? And what needs to happen for the giver to be able to stand in their own with door number two?
The belief in it.
Who needs belief?
The belief of the giver and the belief of the client, right? Both have to believe that that's actually going to work and stand behind it.
Okay. What do you have control of?
My own belief.
So we start. I mean, you've just described all the work that you've done before with the sales pages, with all these, the angles and the sort of psychology that goes into this, the work that goes into it. But now if you get to coach, it feels easier, which means literally the words you just said, which means, ooh, it's less than. Logically, you know it. And then in the same breath, you said, but I've done these things. I've built these containers, but I've done this. Logically, as so many people we speak to, here's the challenge, but logically, I know this to be true. So it's not a logical problem.
Right. Absolutely not.
It's an emotional problem. It's more a energetic vibrational challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what's invisible? And guess what we all, let's go super duper woo here. And guess what connects us all? When you look on stage and see that person talking, speaking their language, be like, they're saying the right thing, but I don't feel it. There's something, something's off. It's not right for me.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that at that point, the words are good. That belief, that vibration, your subconscious picks up on 1,000 different cues every second. Your brain can't tell you what they are. All you know is, something's off. So in the woo, we call that intuition. In science, we call that it's just biology. Where am I going with this? I'm taking the long route around here, but this concept of stepping into, if work could be easier, if you could spend less time, but still give the same or even more value, how cool is that?
Yeah. And that's really how the Idea Doula and the offers I've built around it have come about.
Mm.
And now it's like sitting here in this like hall full of riches, being like, wow, this is awesome what I have here. And I don't need to, wait, you mean I just need to be me? Wait, that's it? Oh shit, now I have to deal with all of my feelings of worthiness. Really, honestly, that's what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. It's a shift in thyself. The evolution is always a cool. So this has changed. Oh, you mean I need to level up to get to that sort of next point? I need to realign. So we talk about identity and alignment so much in Navigate Yourself. So the identity that you're stepping into, there's one transition, but the alignments. Oh, hey, past Gwendolyn, how are you doing? How are those stories and beliefs and rules treating you? It served you super duper well to get to this level. However, fundamentally, they're the ones that aren't in alignment with your next level, with the new business. So this is always a challenge. There's always a catching up. We're always in transition in the middle, which is frustrating but glorious. So if we can simplify this, what do you need in this moment? What do you think you need in this moment to, as you are, because you're right in the middle of this, which is beautiful and exciting, and as you said, maybe overwhelming. What do you need to help you step into that identity or just bring that alignment into check?
That's a good question.
Thanks.
I have been working quite a bit on my concept of myself.
Yeah.
on my love for myself and what that means. And the answer is there. The answer is in there. That who I am and what I create and just the act of being is worthy in itself.
Mm.
And I know it's the most, really the most important work there is, right?
The feeling, the inner work.
Yes.
I mean, so many, yeah, people say that the inner always creates the outer. So within, so without. There is that. If you feel it, if you vibrate it, if you have this frequency, it attracts and it actually creates and manifests in the real world. Obviously, there's a dance between, yeah, you need to take fucking action as well. We can't just sit in this vibration. So there is always a gentle dance, and that's where the complexity comes in. But for this moment, so where you are right now is honoring the new identity that you've created. It's repackaging, repurposing all the skills, the traits, the material, the modalities that you've picked up, and stepping into your own, saying, hell yes, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. What a beautiful place.
And it's really taking myself on the process that is my process with the idea doula. It's being me for me, right?
Mm.
It's realizing that this structure of labor for money that I, and permission, like permission is really, really wound in there. Like, I thought for a long time that I would get to be an artist when I finally got to be a soloist on the top stages in opera houses around the world. That was my dream for a long time, but it wasn't because that's what I wanted to do necessarily. It's because I wanted to have permission to really be responsible for making the art rather than just being a tool for other people to make art with. So the doll that people are moving around on the stage. And you get to that point, or you get really close to that point where you're working with the soloists, even if you're in the opera chorus, which is where I got at the pinnacle of what I did. I was on one of the top stages in Europe, making friends with soloists who also felt like dolls on the stage, who also didn't feel like they really got to do what they wanted to do, because all of it was a structure of permission. And then there was always someone above you who had to tell you what you were allowed to do. And it was such like a, you know, scales falling from my eyes and realizing that if I don't give myself permission, no one ever will. There will always be somebody else to be asking for it from. And I notice I have a blast working with clients, and there's something very validating about having someone hire you for what you do. And when you have this pivot where you're just trying to teach both yourself and your prospective clients what the hell it is you're doing, then there, that validation isn't necessarily there yet, and you have to keep going. That part of me that needs to change and believe that what I'm doing is worth doing, even before anybody understands that. The courage that needs to come, the self-belief, the self-love, that is really what I'm in the midst of.
What a beautiful place to be, because once you're able to work through this at this higher level, just think of what you'll be able to bring to your clients who are going through this same thing at the from exactly what you teach right now. So this is where we can always, and I love to highlight this, we all need what we teach at some level, at some place. Sometimes, especially with coaches and consultants, it's a very personal journey. So to hold space for, hold on, yeah, I'm an expert in marketing, but right now I'm struggling at the next level of marketing. I'm an expert in team building, but in this moment I'm struggling to build my team at this next level. It doesn't disregard the expertise that you have. it's just an invitation to see that, hold on, you're being called for bigger, for new, for different. I think the understanding allows that leading into self and away from imposter syndrome. Just that one statement right there could be enough to hold someone accountable enough and give them that permission to realize that, yeah, who am I? Of course it's me. So Gwendolyn, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining and sharing not only the amazing work that you do, but as you're going through your next level iteration. It's always super fantastic to hear.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much for holding the space and asking these incredible questions. I had a great time.
Oh, you're so welcome. And for those that want to know more about you and the amazing work that you do, where can they find you?
They can find me at Gwendolyn Kuhlmann, that's Kuhlmann, on Instagram. And they can get the Birthing Ideas, the Idea Journal, at journal.birthingideas.com. And if you want to book a call and talk about how we can work deeper together, you go to clarity.birthingideas.com.
Fantastic. So everyone, if you're curious, hell yes, I need a bit of this in my life, please, please reach out. But again, Gwendolyn, thank you so much. It's been really good. I've really enjoyed this.
Me too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is, and we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah, so please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
Oh, yeah. See you next time.
Bye.